Hello everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Winnie.
So, what's your favorite color, Winnie?
My favorite color. I've said it's what some people call Tiffany blue. 我最喜欢的颜色有人称它为 Tiffany 蓝。为什么叫 Tiffany 蓝呢？你知道每个女孩最好的朋友 Diamond 钻戒，就是其中最知名的品牌就是 Tiffany and Company。它的包装就是经典的 Tiffany 蓝，颜色大概就是接近蓝绿色、湖绿色。How about you, Pat?
I have two, gold and purple.But I probably like purple more than I like gold. But why do you like Tiffany blue and how does it make you feel?
It's definitely not because I like Tiffany diamonds. 我喜欢 Tiffany 蓝啊，绝对不是因为我想要一颗钻戒啦。我觉得湖绿色就是会让人自然而然感觉很轻松很平静，而且颜色也很突出， it always stands out.
Cool. Well, all colors have meanings. Today we're going to look at one in particular, so let's read through the article and find out what that color is.
Encyclopedia. Colors and their meanings. Which color can make you feel calm and peaceful? A. Red. B. Blue. C. Green. Now the answer is B.Blue. Different colors can affect our mood. If you want to feel calm, some scientists suggest looking at the color blue. Why is that? Well, blue is commonly found in nature. For example, it's the color of the sky and the ocean. Clear skies and the beachmight remind you of being on vacation. That could be why some companies like to paint the office blue. It makes workers feel more at ease and hopeful. When workers are in a positive mood, they're usually more efficient. The next time you feel upset, look at something blue.And see if it helps you calm down.
So, as always, we have a question for you for our encyclopedia unit. And today's is, which color can make you feel calm and peaceful? Well, let's look at those two words. The first one, calm, C-A-L-M, calm, which is an adjective that means a person is not showing or feeling angry, nervous, or any other strong emotions. And if you feel peaceful, P-E-A-C-E-F-U-L, peaceful, nothing bothers you.
Like right now?
Yes.
I feel calm and peaceful. Calm 意思就是冷静的、镇静的。像 Pat 老师刚刚说，没有什么强烈的情绪起伏。如果有人太激动，你一定听过 calm down, calm down， 意思就是冷静下来。另外，问题中里的 peaceful 这个单字是从 peace 这个字衍生而来的形容词，意思就是和平的、平静的。所以今天 Encyclopedia 的问题就是说，哪个颜色让你感觉平静？
Well, let's look at the possible answers for the question, which color can make you feel calm and peaceful? The answers are A, red, B, blue, and C, green.
这些颜色应该都没有问题吧? A, 红色, B, 蓝色, C, 绿色。
So what do you think the answer is, Winnie?
This could be a little tricky. 我先用三句法。A 一定最不可能嘛，红色应该就是让人感觉很刺激。很多居家用品都喜欢用蓝色，但绿色也像大自然的青草，会让人感觉很冷静。I don't know. What do you think, Pat?
Well, I'm pretty sure I know the answer. I think it's blue, and I'm right. The answer is B.Blue.
It is blue. Why?
Well, let's find out more by reading the article, which says, different colors can affect our mood. Your mood, M-O-O-D, mood, means how you are feeling right now, as it may change. You could say you are in a good mood or a bad mood, but it also means you could be feeling excited, sad, angry, and so on.
Mood 意思就是心情啦，这么说起来的确，颜色其实会影响你的心理，所以可是有色彩心理学这样的专业在哦。那我们就继续看下去，颜色是如何影响心理的呢？
Well, next, the article says, if you want to feel calm, some scientists suggest looking at the color blue.
刚刚提到的色彩心理学就是会教比如说要刺激客人多买东西应该用什么颜色的灯光啊等等的那今天的文章就是教人如果要平静的话科学家建议你看看蓝色
Next, the article asks us Why is that?
Why is that?
Well, the article explains that It says, well, blue is commonly found in nature.
啊，原来是因为在大自然中 nature, 其实蓝色就非常普遍随处可见的。Can you think of anything in nature that's blue?
Ooh, blueberries. There you go, okay. And there are some more examples in the article. For example, it's the color of the sky and the ocean.
比如我们随便举例都可以想到嘛，像是文章提到的天空啊，或是海洋都是蓝色的。OK, I get it, 大自然很多蓝色，但为什么会让人家感觉平静啊？
Yeah, we should be wondering what does all of this mean? And the article explains clear skies and the beach might remind you of being on vacation.
I know. Oh, and you get to wear bikini, sunglasses.
Them too.
Oh, and of course with an icy cold drink.
Oh, take me there now.
光想到蓝天白云和海洋就一定会想到沙滩嘛然后还有一杯清凉的冰饮带穿着比基尼戴着太阳眼镜啊，光想到这样你还能不放松吗
Yeah, sounds great. In that sentence, we saw the phrase to remind somebody of something. Now, this means when you see, hear, taste, or smell something, it makes you think of a memory, something you have seen, heard, and so on before.
文章里提到 remind 意思是提醒 remind 有个固定的用法 remind somebody of something 意思是使人想起某件事情比如说啊，你闻到三杯鸡的味他会想到妈妈的拿手菜或是看到小时候的纸条啊卡片啊想到以前暗恋的谁谁谁 For example The cards remind me of my first boyfriend
Oh sweet Okay next the article says That could be why somecompanies like to paint the office blue. That kind of relaxing feeling. I used to have a picture of a beach and the ocean on my wall, but someone took it down and now it's gone.
像刚刚 Winnie 有提到啊，在居家或是文章中提到办公室会喜欢把墙壁漆成蓝色的，就是会让你联想到假期。As for your picture, you might want to figure out who hates you the most. Why is it gone?
Anyway, that blue was really nice. I miss it. The article carries on and says it, meaning blue, makes workers feel more at ease and hopeful. If you are at ease, A-T-E-A-S-E, at ease,You feel relaxed and just free from worry.
Ah, like this? Am I too at ease? At ease.、
Yeah, just a little bit too at ease.
at ease 是一个片语，形容人很放松、很自在。所以办公室若是漆成蓝色，可以让员工感觉比较自在，不会那么拘束。
Now, in that last sentence, we also saw the word hopeful. H-O-P-E-F-U-L.Hopeful, which means you think good things are going to happen in the future. For example, if someone asked you, do you think you'll get that job? You might say, I'm hopeful about it, meaning you feel good and think you'll get it.
从 hopeful 这个字你看到 hope 大概就可以猜到什么意思了吧。 hope 可以当名词或动词，表示希望，在后面加了 ful 变成形容词，意思就是有希望的啦。 But wait, why do you want them to feel relaxed at work?工作不就是应该要很紧凑吗？为什么要感觉很放松啊？
Well, we'll explain that now. Let's go to the article, which says, when workers are in a positive mood, they are usually more efficient. Here, the word positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, positive, means you feel good, you feel confident, you feel happy.
啊 ，so ga， 原来你心情好的话，工作才会有效率。Positive 这个形容词意思就是正向的，比如说感觉良好，感觉有自信，感觉开心，这些都是正向的情绪。So if I'm in a good mood, I work 有效率的。
Well, the word we used is efficient. You will be efficient. Let's look at that word. Efficient is spelled E-F-F-I-C-I-E-N-T. Efficient.If you are efficient, you work in a very organized way, and you get a lot of work done in a short time, without wasting any time or being late with something.
So the sentence will go like this. If I'm in a good mood, I'm more efficient at work.
Exactly. Now let's look at the last sentence in the article. It says, the next time you feel upset,Look at something blue and see if it helps you calm down.
I would definitely try it next time. I'm going to start a fight with someone. 哈哈，大家可能不知道我其实很需要这个技能啊。下次如果看到想要跟谁吵起来，试试想象一片海洋有没有。Just close my eyes and picture oceans. Just oceans.
Yeah.Now, in that sentence, we use the word upset, U-P-S-E-T, upset, which means unhappy, worried, or disappointed because of something that's happened. You might be upset if you get a bad grade, or if you find out your friend has said something bad about you behind your back.
What? Who? Why? What did they say? Tell me everything.
I don't know.
如果有人在你背后说坏话，你的感觉是什么？就是这个 upset 这个字啦，要形容沮丧、不开心的感觉。这种时候，文章就建议你盯着蓝色看。
Okay, well, that is the end of the article, so it's time to move on to our wrap-up and end today's lesson. So, like we said at the start, most colors have meanings.However, sometimes those meanings are different in different cultures. For example, what does red mean to you, Winnie?
Red is a lucky color. 在台湾就是又喜气又吉祥啊。比如说早期结婚的时候要穿大红色。Or even red envelopes. 红包也是讨吉利啊。
True, but in other cultures, red could mean danger. And also, it's not lucky to write someone's name in red, right?
That is correct. 所以佩亚老师的意思就是说，虽然像今天 Encyclopedia 单元告诉你颜色有各自的意义，但其实在不同文化间跟不同时间点，各自还是有不同的含义哦。
Yep, they all have different meanings. Well, that's all the time we've got for today. Thank you very much for joining us for A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Winnie.
We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.
A Plus 小聚会
Happy Mother's Day! We'll take care of everything today.
Happy Mother's Day! We'll take care of everything today.
大家好，我是 Celine。 五月呢，可是妈妈的月份，你有没有准备什么给妈妈呢？有些人会准备礼物，有些人则是用实际行动来表示。那如果你喜欢用实际行动来表示的话，那你就可以把这句话记起来哦，并且写在你的卡片里。Happy Mother's Day, we'll take care of everything today. Happy Mother's Day, we'll take care of everything today. 母亲节快乐，今天的一切就交给我们吧。Happy Mother's Day, 母亲节快乐。We'll take care of everything today. 说到 take care of, 你可能想到照顾，像是 Could you help me take care of my cat when I'm away? 你可以帮我照顾一下猫咪吗？在我不在的时候。但是呢，在今天这句话里 ,take care of 不是照顾的意思啦，这个意思是处理。Take care of everything 就是处理一切事物的意思咯。当然啦，这就代表了所有妈妈会做的事情。例如你妈妈每天都帮你准备早餐的话，那你今天也要准备早餐给妈妈啦。 那如果有人要请你帮忙什么事情，你也可以说 Don't worry, I'll take care of it. Don't worry, I'll take care of it. 别担心，我会处理好的。Could you send me the, could you help me send this letter? Sure, I'll take care of it. 最后我们再来复习一遍今天的句子哦。Happy Mother's Day! We'll take care of everything today. 这句话如果说出来，妈妈一定会觉得很欣慰，终于可以休息一下啦。但记得说到要做到哦。小巨，我们下次见，拜拜。
Happy Mother's Day! We'll take care of everything today.
Happy Mother's Day! We'll take care of everything today.
拉拉, why didn't you reply my call last night?
And reply 不像 answer 后面不能直接接受词哦。
啊，那要怎么使用呢？
There's a party? Yeah, sure, I want to go too.
拉拉,
oh, I'll call you back later, bye.
Lala,
I called you several times, why you didn't reply me? 都不回我。
I was on the phone.
拉拉, 不要再讲了啦，赶快来吃饭。哎，人都快把它吃光光了，赶快来吃哦。
OK, 好。嗯，可是刚刚表姐呢讲了一句 Why didn't you reply me? 这句的文法可是错误很大哦。原来呢在英文啊，我们不能在 reply 后面直接接人或是事情，所以像是 reply me, reply my letters, reply questions 都是错误的用法哦。正确的句型啊是 reply 接 to 再接受词来表示答复某人或是对什么事情做回答，所以回信啦，回答问题，我们就可以说 reply to letters, questions or emails。 举个例子好了， The salesperson spent a long time replying to the customer's questions. Or How come you never replied to any of my emails?另外 reply 后面还可以接 that 子句来表示回答出来的话或者是内容。 For example, Blair replied that she couldn't go to the party. 另外其实在口语我们比较常会用 answer 来表示回答，而且后面可以直接接受词哦。所以刚刚表姐可以问 Why didn't you answer me?
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
回答某人或某事情可以用 reply to 或者是 answer， 记得 reply 后面一定要接 to 才可以接受词哦。 For example, You forgot to reply to my text message means you forgot to answer my text message.
A plus Encyclopedia.Colors and their meanings. Which color can make you feel calm and peaceful? A. Red. B. Blue. C. Green. Now the answer is B. Blue. Different colors can affect our mood.If you want to feel calm, some scientists suggest looking at the color blue. Why is that? Well, blue is commonly found in nature. For example, it's the color of the sky and the ocean. Clear skies and the beach might remind you of being on vacation. That could be why some companieslike to paint the office blue. It makes workers feel more at ease and hopeful. When workers are in a positive mood, they're usually more efficient. The next time you feel upset, look at something blue and see if it helps you calm down.